I'm Kathleen Dunn on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio for this Wednesday, the 8th of October. All things voting this hour of the program, the ACLU filed a motion last week asking the U.S. Supreme Court to halt Wisconsin's voter ID law. The director of the ACLU's Voting Rights Project said thousands of Wisconsin voters stand to be disenfranchised by this law going into effect so close to the election. Hundreds of absentee ballots have already been cast, and the appeals court's order is fueling voter confusion and election chaos. Yesterday, Wisconsin Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen asked the Supreme Court to leave Wisconsin's law requiring voters to present photo identification in place, saying that changing the course now will create confusion heading into the November 4 elections. They wrote, media coverage of the law going back into effect has been widespread, and state officials have been working diligently to get the mandate. We thought it important to do what we can to prevent chaos and to keep you informed about when the Supreme Court might act on the ACLU motion and also what you need to know in order to vote on November 4. So we have three guests this hour, the senior staff attorney for the ACLU, at the top of the show, Milwaukee's election commissioner, and later the director of the Government Accountability Board. So that's coming up. Your phone calls. We also are in a pledge drive, as you probably know, our important fall membership drive. So get your calls in early as we go from guest to guest and asking for your support for Wisconsin Public Radio. You can take care of that right at the top of the hour if you'd like by going to WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And for you to join us on air, we will take your phone calls as we talk about voting. 800-486-8655 is our number. Karen Rotker is our guest, the first part of the show, senior staff attorney for the ACLU. Karen, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for inviting me.
When is the Supreme Court, and tell me who, is it Elena Kagan or the whole U.S. Supreme Court, will be deciding the Wisconsin case?
Well, at this point, the request was addressed to Justice Kagan, and I want to say that late last night we actually filed a reply in response to what the state filed, and this morning we filed another new stay application to address the final decision that was issued by the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
So there's lots of filing going on at all kinds of hours of the day and night. Justice Kagan could decide on her own, and she could also refer it to the full court. And, you know, one would expect it to be soon, but we don't know. They've also got a North Carolina case teed up, too, and we're in the dark as much as anybody else's. There's not, like, a rule about when they have to rule.
Mm-hmm.
So, but we are really concerned. You know, I was listening to what you said, the Attorney General said yesterday, that there's been lots of press, so it's not a problem, that voter ID. You know, there was a Marquette Law School poll last week that said it's either 1 in 4 or 1 in 5 Wisconsin voters doesn't even know the law is going to be in effect.
I saw that.
Yeah, I mean, that's a lot of people, you know. That's hundreds of thousands of people, Wisconsin voters. And the other problem is 9% of registered voters in Wisconsin. We're not just talking about people who might be eligible to vote, but registered voters, 300,000 people, as of the trial last year, did not have ID that would be valid for voting. We have no reason to believe there's been any significant change in those numbers. And it's not like someone just wakes up in the morning and gets ID. For a lot of these folks, it is a difficult ordeal. You know, almost by definition, these are people who don't drive. Because
mm-hmm.
if they drove, they'd have licenses and they'd have ID. So they have to figure out how to get to DMV. They have to collect the multiple documents DMV requires. And then this new process that DMV created on the eve of oral argument, it warns people that if you're born in Wisconsin and you don't have a birth certificate, it could take 7 business days to process your ID application. And if you're from out of state, basically it's going to depend on when your birth state decides to respond to DMV's request for information.
And
that doesn't seem like a reasonable way to ensure that people's voting rights are protected.
How many people have already voted, and do they now, have they received a notice saying that if you've voted by absentee, you have to present your ID, and they have enough time to do that now?
So I don't have the exact number in front of me today, but as of the time the stay was issued in September, thousands of ballots had gone out. Some hundreds, if not thousands, had been returned without ID because the rules of the game changed midstream.
Right.
And presumably those people have been notified. We saw one notice come in which told people they could send from one municipality, they could send their ID by, I think they said by email or fax, but didn't include an email or a fax number. So, you know, there's a lot of chaos. I mean, remember, in Wisconsin, elections are run by 1,852 municipal clerks. 60-some-odd percent of those folks are part-time. So we are, I mean, that's part of the reason there's so much confusion and chaos here. And there's really no good reason the state has to do this before November. It's run lots of elections just fine without it. And we are, you know, people, the law is really complicated. So we are urging people to go ahead and try to get ID if they don't have it. But we are really concerned that people are going to be very confused by what's required and what's not required. And would it be okay, I'd also like to put out, because I know that time is short, there are two resources that I want to share with your listeners.
Okay.
One is, for folks who are on Facebook, Wisconsin Election Protection. Wisconsin Election Protection Facebook page. Please like it. It's sharing tons of information, nonpartisan. If you've got questions or comments, it's a really good resource for people who want to understand what the rules are and share that information with others. And also vote@aclu-wi.org. vote@aclu-wi.org. Again, we have materials, can answer questions, things like that. Although the first preference would be if people can get into the Facebook page. It's just a little easier to respond quickly. Because we want to, you know, all kinds of questions come up and we want to be able to help voters understand what's going on.
Right. Moving beyond November 4, I think most people would agree that we have a bit of confusion and chaos concerning voter ID right now. And the Marquette poll pointed to that. But there have been a lot of people saying that really Wisconsin's law is essentially identical to an Indiana voter ID law that the U.S. Supreme Court did uphold in 2008. What do you think about that?
It's not true. So first of all, in Indiana, pretty much all elderly and disabled people can vote absentee by mail without ID. That's not true in Wisconsin. It's much more restrictive. In Indiana, the law in Indiana required fewer documents for people to get ID. That's, you know, it's much more complicated in Wisconsin. Indiana had a fail-safe where if people could not get ID related to indigency, they could sign an affidavit subsequently explaining why they couldn't get ID so that there was some fallback if people really weren't able to get ID. That does not exist in Wisconsin. You get ID or you don't vote, with extremely limited exceptions that don't apply to most voters. So Wisconsin's law is much stricter. And that's a big part of the problem. We don't think it's the same as Indiana's. And it's also true that Indiana has a lot more DMVs with a lot more hours facilitating getting ID to voters.
We're going to take a couple phone calls. Karen Rotger is our guest, senior staff attorney for the ACLU. Our phone number is 800-486-8655. Ben in River Falls, your first caller, Karen. Hi, Ben.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Good. How are you, Ben?
Great. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
I'm calling. I'm a deputized voting registrar in the city of River Falls. I'm also a student at the University of Wisconsin, River Falls. The IDs that the university issued to all of the students are not compliant with the Wisconsin statutes for voter IDs. And for a student to prove their residency, they have to pay to print out forms. There are no options for them to print out the free enrollment documentations that are required for students to vote using student IDs. I'm really frustrated with this. Our university chancellor has refused to support a motion by our faculty senate stating that the university shall issue IDs to all students immediately. Our university student senate, in a meeting that was not properly noticed, voted to issue the IDs to students that request them up to a day afterwards, stating the cost of issuing these IDs as a reasoning for not issuing them to all students.
Karen.
Okay, so as I said, I mean, I'm glad to hear they're at least going to be issuing the IDs, and I think, you know, the job of advocates and the job of SRDs and the job of people who care about elections at this point is to do everything you can with supportive faculty and students to let as many students as possible know where and how to get the IDs. As far as the printout issue, for when you're doing proof of residence, to verify proof of residence, it can be shown electronically. The caller may be aware of this or may not, and I'm sure lots of voters are not aware of this. You don't actually have to use a paper document. It is perfectly fine. You can pull it up on your smartphone or your tablet, and as long as the person doing the registration can see the document and see the document number, it is not required that there be paper copy. Again, we can make sure that that link to that information is put up later today on the Wisconsin Election Protection Facebook page.
Thank you very much, and we'll get into more of that as we talk. We're in a pledge drive. We're going to do that in a moment. Just a couple final thoughts from you. Would it be very unusual for Elena Kagan to say that this is too fast to decide this, it has to be done not for this election? And would she get in trouble with fellow members of the U.S. Supreme Court if she did this on her own?
I don't know if she'd get I don't know that she'd get in trouble. There is a history of individual justices issuing what are called in chambers opinions, slowing it down. I think that it is actually entirely consistent with the full Supreme Court itself, including in a, I believe it was 2006 Arizona case called Purcell versus Gonzalez, which said you can't be changing the procedures on the eve of an election. You have to look at the special considerations important in elections law before you change the rules at the last minute. So we are, you know, we would hope that the full court, if it ends up at the full court, would see that as well. You know, it's one thing. We obviously have concerns about the ID law as a whole, but implementing it in this way, where, as I said, 1 in 4, 1 in 5 voters don't even know the law exists, is a recipe for disaster.
Karen, thank you very much. And again,
thank
the website,
you.
It's Wisconsin Election Protection.
The Facebook page is Wisconsin Election Protection, or email vote@aclu-wi.org.
Thank you, Karen. Karen Rotger, Senior Staff Attorney for the ACLU, and we're awaiting an opinion from the U.S. Supreme Court, or for this case went to Elena Kagan. It's within her jurisdiction. She could make a decision, or she may leave it to the full U.S. Supreme Court. This has been in and out of the courts for some time now, but this will be the ultimate decision, and we're just awaiting it. People have many questions about voter ID, and we will try to answer many of those for you as we carry on. In the city of Milwaukee, there are some attempts at putting notification in bus shelters and letting people know more about this law. We'll speak with Milwaukee's election commissioner and later in the hour, the director of the Government Accountability Board. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. And this is Wisconsin Public Radio Fall Membership Drive. I'm Kathleen Dunn with Lisa Nalbandian. As a WPR listener, you know, and this hour is a case in point, you're always going to hear something worthwhile and quite important when you tune in. Now is the time for you to put a value on this program, everything you hear on WPR, by making a gift. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
Last hour, we heard from 24 new and returning members. Thank you all so much for those pledges.
And right now, we have a dollar-for-dollar match. This is a really good thing because it's, you know, double your money. And it's a generous match from current members, including Jerry from La Crosse. It means that they will match every dollar you give. It's a way of encouraging you to join them in supporting Wisconsin Public Radio.
And not only do we have that dollar-for-dollar match this hour, but anytime you pledge during this entire drive, you'll be entered to win 2 tickets on a WPR trip. So donate any amount during our fall membership drive, and you could travel down the Rhine River in Europe, check out Alaska's beautiful scenery, or experience the incredible culture and cuisine of France.
So get your pledge doubled right now. It's a great opportunity. It doesn't happen all the time. Mm-hmm. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
There's a good chance that the Ideas Network has covered an issue close to you. Whether it's politics, like this hour, we have three different perspectives just this hour on the voter ID law, or maybe it's the arts, or maybe it's the history. I think next hour we're having a conversation about the Roosevelts. Whatever you find relevant and interesting, we bring to you. And of course, we find ways to make those really in-depth, powerful discussions enjoyable, too. So because WPR touches your life, make a pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And a reminder, everyone who pledges this drive will be entered in that drawing for two tickets on a WPR trip. You choose the Rhine River, Alaska, or France. You could be the lucky winner when you make a pledge of any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Now, you don't have to pledge to participate in the trip giveaway. You can just send us a postcard with your name, address, email, and telephone number to WPR Trip Drawing, 821 University Avenue, Madison, Wisconsin, 53706. So enter by sending a postcard for sure, or just make it easy. Just make a pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we don't charge you up front. You pay exactly what it's worth.
Oh, man, it's pledge drive again. I should change the station. They're not really talking to me. Someone else will pledge.
Don't change the station. Sarah, we are talking to you.
What?
Do you listen to WPR every day?
Yeah, every time I get into the car and every night when I cook dinner.
Do you rely on the news, information, entertainment that you get from WPR?
Of course I do. But you guys have people with more money who can make a big difference with their donation.
Actually, Sarah, you make a difference. Don't count yourself out. It's pledges from everyday listeners like you added together that make up the single biggest part of our budget.
Are you sure?
We are absolutely sure.
We're talking to you.
We really are talking to you. Don't make us come through the radio. Pledge now. Here's someone to tell you how.
Go to WPR.org, 888-202-2552 to make your pledge during this fall membership drive. I'm Kathleen Dunn with Lisa Nalbandian. We're talking about voting, what is more important than that issue in this democracy. And we do these kinds of conversations that are important every day. So your gift of $10 or $15 a month, whatever amount you choose, we thank you for it.
Here's a big thank you to our sustaining members. With ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or credit card, you have such a big effect on WPR's funding, simply by making it more stable.
And you probably find that the automatic monthly payments are pretty easy to fit into your budget. Now is a great time to increase that gift by a few dollars a month. Call 888-202-2552 and make that happen.
So perhaps it can be a little easy to take Wisconsin Public Radio for granted. You tune in to WPR, and every time you hear something good.
But if you travel around the country, you'll realize, and we hear this from so many people, what a gem that you have right here in Wisconsin. We're proud of WPR. I know you are too, and it is your support that makes it possible.
So don't take WPR for granted. The service is something special and something unique in the whole country. So help make it possible with your pledge. Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And a reminder, we have that dollar-for-dollar match. I really like these because you're giving double your money. It's up to $3,000. It's in effect right now. So it makes it a perfect time to pledge. Current members, including Jerry from La Crosse, will double every dollar you give. And it's a way of inspiring you to support Wisconsin Public Radio. Double the impact of your pledge right now. WPR.org, 888-202-2552. And here's another good reason to become a member.
So you give any amount this entire drive, and you're automatically entered to win two tickets on a WPR trip. And we have three incredible options, I have to say. You can cruise along the Rhine River, you can travel around Alaska, or, you know, sample the French lifestyle in France. So double your donation right now, get entered in that drawing, everything at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
Your pledge will add your voice to the 50,000 members who support Wisconsin Public Radio. Your contribution of whatever you can give is pooled with other member contributions, and it makes up the single largest piece of our budget.
And all of that support goes right into the great programs that you hear on WPR every single day. Make your pledge right now. It's early in the hour. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And please remember, the dollar for dollar match is in effect this hour. Give now, WPR.org, 888-202-2552. And your support will go twice as far.
As an added bonus for your pledge of any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, you'll be entered in a drawing for those two tickets on those WPR trips. And hey, if you're already a sustainer, you don't have to worry. We have you covered. You're automatically entered.
This pledge drive, we're offering something for $5 a month or more. It's a handy WPR logo secure ID tag. You can put it on a key ring and put the other on your phone.
So if you ever lose your phone or your keys, these tags will just simply help you get them back. So you can protect your stuff. And you can protect your public radio station when you pledge $5 a month or $60 or more a year and ask for the ID tags at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Thank you very much for all of your pledges. Thanks, Lisa. An important hour to pledge. Remember that double your money thing that's going on this hour. And it's also an important hour because the nature of our conversation, we're talking about voting, about the voter ID law, where it stands in the U.S. Supreme Court. And now we'll move into a discussion of how you get a voter ID, what you need when you go to the polls, what about absentee voting, should there be an educational campaign about voter ID. We'll have two more guests with us this hour. Neil Albrecht is here now, Milwaukee's election commissioner. And our phone number, if you have questions about voting, now is the time to call because of the abbreviated nature of our discussions. It's 800-486-8655 for you to join our on-air conversation. Neil, thank you very much for being with us.
Well, thank you, Kathleen. It's great to be on the show, and we appreciate you promoting accurate information.
Well, we think it's important. I do think there's a lot of confusion about this, a lot of confusion, to say nothing of the fact, as our first guest reminded us, and the Marquette poll reminded us last week, there are a lot of people who just don't know about voter ID.
That's correct. The voter ID law is a very significant change to election law for the state of Wisconsin. And what is unfortunate is that we have a 7-week implementation schedule. And so within that 7 weeks, it is very difficult to get the word out to some of the populations where we have the greatest concern, and that would be people in poverty, seniors, and students, not just making them aware of the photo ID requirement, but also what types of photo IDs will get them their ballots on election day.
Mm-hmm. I have read today, and I'm not sure this is happening statewide, but the city of Milwaukee is doing some kind of educational campaign. I understand you're doing some educational ads on bus shelters in the city. You're appearing on radio stations. What else are you doing, and why are you doing that?
Well, we're doing everything we can to get the word out, and within that, we are recognizing the very diverse population of Milwaukee. So for a few outreach strategies include reaching out to the network of church pastors throughout the city and encouraging them to provide information. We'll have high-profile billboard campaigns and bus shelter campaigns. We're relying on the media significantly to get the word out. We'll be doing inserts, for example, in the bills going out to all Milwaukee Water Works customers.
Oh.
Yeah. We're using Milwaukee Public Libraries as a clearinghouse in terms of, because they're neighborhood-based, in terms of where someone can go both to register to vote, but also to get their questions answered on voter ID. And I think we're providing one of the most comprehensive websites in terms of information. But it's really, and I don't want to leave out also that we're really trying to partner with local colleges and universities, because that's where we think we'll see the greatest level of confusion.
Yes.
Is with the students, to try to, again, get this message out about the photo ID requirement.
Well, let's talk to those students for a moment. You need a photo ID, which I assume you can get now, or can you, at UWM, at Alverno, at Marquette University, Carroll College, Mount Mary, all in this area?
Our understanding is almost all of the colleges and universities in this area have had either previously issued or are now reissuing IDs that meet the photo ID requirement. I do want to note that a student using their student ID is going to need a second document in order to fully meet the photo ID requirement, and that second document would have to be something issued by the school that proves they are currently enrolled. So that could be a class schedule, a fee statement, a fee receipt, anything along those lines. If they can produce that document, and it can even be a digital version, in other words, they can bring it up on their smartphone,
right,
and they have their photo ID, then they will be able to receive a ballot in the election.
Let's go directly to phone calls. We want to take as many as we can. Richard in Milwaukee is calling. Hi, Richard.
Hi. I'm concerned about this issue, as are many others. I presume that the newspapers and other media will be collecting anecdotes on problems that people have in voting. But I would also hope that the local election commissions will be gathering statistics on voters who come on election day and are unable to vote, and also on inquiries that they might get in regard to this issue from people maybe who realize it's a waste of time even to go to the polls. Is Milwaukee planning anything like that already?
We are, and absolutely we have an obligation to track that information, and we will be doing that at each of the city's 193 voting sites. The thing that I do want to clarify, though, is if a person is not able to meet the photo ID requirement and they are registered to vote in the city, they would be issued a provisional ballot. So they would still receive a ballot. The difference is that ballot is held until they meet the photo ID requirement, and they have until 4 o'clock on the Friday after the election. So I wouldn't want anybody who's not able to meet the photo ID requirement on election day to decide, well, I'm not going to vote, because they should still turn out at their polling place, cast their ballot, and then they have until the Friday after the election to meet that photo ID requirement.
Are you getting any money from the state, or do you anticipate getting money to do an educational campaign?
Well, the state hasn't. The Government Accountability Board really hasn't received a significant commitment in terms of their request to the legislature for that necessary $450,000 to really do a statewide public education campaign. So we can't really look to the GAB for support at this time. Instead, I would say that the city has committed to investing whatever dollars are really necessary to ensure that city residents are aware of this requirement, and that the messages are getting out, and that we can continue to celebrate what is a very high rate of voter participation in the city of Milwaukee.
Our number is for on air, 800-486-8655. And Richard, thank you for your call. John in Windsor, hi.
Yeah, I've got two questions. First of all, the homeless issue. You know, there are a lot of homeless people out there, especially in Milwaukee. Are you going to be doing something to ensure that the homeless shelters are working with those individuals to make sure that they have adequate photo ID? And also, special voting deputies. Are you going to be sending special voting deputies out to all the adult family homes, group homes, and CVRS in Milwaukee County? Because they are exempt from the photo ID.
Great question, John. The city of Milwaukee has an exceptional rate of voter of participation in the special voting deputy program. We probably provide services to every assisted living and nursing home in the city of Milwaukee to ensure that seniors in our community are able to cast ballots in elections. And you are correct, that is a population that is actually exempt from the photo ID requirement. Your second question around the homeless community, which is significant in the city, We have outreach really prior to every election, not just this election, where we get messages out to social service agencies and the homeless shelters, meal programs around specifically what are the voter registration requirements and now the photo ID requirements to be able to vote in this election.
What about the DMVs? Are people going to have enough time? The election's a month away to get to the DMVs. Are they open? They have extended hours now?
Well, Kathleen, that's one of our greatest concerns. And obviously, I'm not an employer or representative of the DMV. But what we're hearing back, which is concerning, I think there is some uncertainty in terms of the timeline attached to different aspects of receiving an ID. For example, the most recent change in terms of the free ID was that a person presenting themselves at the DMV may not need to have their birth certificate with them to confirm their citizenship, and that the DMV could engage in that confirmation process. Now, originally, we were hearing that that could take as long as 7 to 10 days. Now, in some cases, we're hearing messages that it may not even occur prior to the election.
Really?
Which is really just 3 weeks away, depending on, because it really comes down to how responsive that person's home state is to the DMV to be able to offer that confirmation. So that's concerning. And also, I know at 2 DMV offices are offering Saturday hours. I'm not sure if any other hours have been extended. But, you know, in the lawsuits around photo ID, there was an estimate that statewide there could be 300,000 people needing to secure those IDs. And we can only hope that the DMV has the capacity in place to meet those requirements.
We'll have to have you back. We are just, if our show is any indication of the questions about this, our lines are flooded and we're in a pledge drive too. So there's obviously a need for information on this. Can you give us a website that will be helpful to people in Milwaukee?
Absolutely. And I would direct anyone to our website, which is www.milwaukee.gov and then /election.
Milwaukee.gov/election.
Yeah, or they can call the city directly at 414-286-CITY.
414-286-CITY.
Right.
Making it easy. Unlike a lot of what we've been talking about this hour.
Right.
All right. We'll get you on our calendar maybe next week or the week after. We need to do a full hour on it. Thank you.
You bet.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Our pleasure to have you on. Neil Albrecht, Milwaukee's election commissioner. We have another guest yet to come. Kevin Kennedy will join us, who is director of the Government Accountability Board. We have tons of Facebook messages and emails coming in. We'll get to some of those and take phone calls for him as well here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. And we want to let you know that KP is going to be putting together a list of all the resources that we've been talking about this hour after the show. So we'll send it out tonight. It will be on Facebook. If all of this is pretty confusing, at least there's information for you to go to that should help you straighten it out. So go to our Facebook page. Give them a little time. Wait till the shows are over, the Kathleen Dunn Show, and we'll try and help you out. We are also in our fall membership drive, and do you know that your support is the foundation of our budget? And it really is what makes Wisconsin Public Radio your place for great programs and for information like this hour. We'll get back to a new guest in a moment talking about voter ID and the effect it will have on voting in November. Lisa Nalbandian is with me to encourage you to go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Right now to make your gift in support of all of these programs.
We have a dollar-for-dollar match in effect just this hour from current members or from around the state and beyond, including Jerry, who lives in La Crosse. We've talked a little bit about a dollar-for-dollar match
this
hour.
Deal.
It is. And here's how it works. A dollar-for-dollar match works. So you give 50, the donors kicked in enough to turn your $50 donation into a $100 donation. And then $100 turns into $200 and so on and so on. So take advantage of this match. You can double your support for WPR programs when you give just this hour right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And if you needed another great reason to give, Kathleen, I think we have another incentive.
Oh, yes, we do. You pledge any amount and you're automatically entered to win two tickets on a WPR trip. So you could choose a holiday tour of Europe along the Rhine River, an Alaskan adventure, or a trip to France. Double the impact of your pledge and enter the drawing. It's a great hour. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We all crave substance in our life, and yet it can be surprisingly hard to find sometimes. And that's why you listen to The Kathleen Dunn Show. We really study and talk about important topics like the voter ID law around the state.
And it may be, well, we've done so many interviews, historical topics. We had the writer of the Ken Burns series on Roosevelt's with us recently, the national politics, the international news. We give you an hour-long substantive conversation on so many issues. So make your contribution, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, the beauty of making a voluntary donation is that you decide how much you give, because really how much you give isn't nearly as important as the fact that you do give and support WPR.
Find out right now, WPR.org, 888-202-2552. Many new members give $5 a month, but you decide the amount that's right for you.
That's right. And you know, we call ourselves public radio, but what does that really mean? And public radio simply means listener-supported radio.
Well, we do appreciate, of course, business contributions and also federal and state tax dollars. You should know that listener support is the single largest source of WPR's budget. So your contribution really matters. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
Bonjour, I'm Judith Sears Poisson, encouraging you to join me on a trip to France. Make a pledge of any amount during this membership drive and you'll be entered to win a trip for two. If you win, you'll have three trips to choose from. But of course, I hope you'll choose France. We'll tour Paris, Normandy, and Brittany in May. We'll sample wine, cheese, and pastries, and we'll walk through beautiful villages steeped in history. Your pledge of any amount gets you entered, but no contribution is necessary to win. Find the details and the fine print at WPR.org/drawing. Or enter with your pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Bonne chance et à bientôt.
Make your donation in support of the programs that you count on, WPR.org, 888-202-2552. I'm Kathleen Dunn with Lisa Nalbandian. We're asking for your gift to listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio. Whether your pledge is $5 a month, $100 a month, we really appreciate it, and actually we count on your gift.
Yeah, we do. And to help encourage you, we have a dollar-for-dollar match up to $3,000 in effect right now. It's really a great time to pledge, because current members, including Jerry from La Crosse, will double every dollar you give. And they do it because they know it's such a great way to inspire you to support Wisconsin Public Radio. So double the impact of your pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And of course, we have another great reason to become a WPR member this drive.
Give any amount, you're entered to win two tickets on a WPR trip. You get to choose: cruise along the Rhine River in Europe, discover Alaska, or sample the French lifestyle. Double your donation now. Get entered in the drawing. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
Listeners provide the single biggest piece, the biggest piece of our budget here at WPR. So make a pledge, maybe $5 or $10 a month, or any amount that feels right to you, and you'll be doing your part to help keep Wisconsin Public Radio strong. go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
A dollar-for-dollar match in effect. They don't come along all that often, so this is a really good hour to pledge, to say nothing of the importance of the information this hour. Give now, WPR.org, 888-202-2552. Your support goes twice as far.
And as an added bonus for your pledge of any amount, at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, you'll be entered in a drawing for two tickets for a WPR trip. And if you are a sustainer, you are already entered.
And at this pledge drive, we're offering something useful for your pledge of $5 a month or more. It's a WPR logo secure ID tag. You'll put one on your key ring and stick the other to your phone.
Then if you lose your phone or your keys, these tags will just help you get them back. So you can protect your valuables, and you can protect Wisconsin Public Radio when you pledge $5 a month or $60 or more a year and ask for the ID tags at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Nancy from Madison says, this pledge is my annual renewal. James and Jody from Medford say, we listen to WPR every day. It's like visiting with old friends.
Oh, that's so nice. So pledge right now. Join James. Join Nancy. It's all so important. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Thanks, Lisa. We're talking about voting, and I promise you, considering the response to this hour from all of you, there is a great deal of confusion about voter ID, and we're trying to iron some of that out, at least give you resources of where you can go to get information, and we give you a promise that we will talk about this more next week on this show. I think we probably have an opening so that we can have some of these guests back. Kevin Kennedy is with us now. He is the Government Accountability Board Director, and we're welcoming on-air phone calls as well. And plus, we have a lot of Facebook messages and emails I want to get to. Our number is 800-486-8655, 800-486-8655. Kevin Kennedy, thank you very much for being with us.
Well, thank you for having me, Kathleen.
Yeah,
our pleasure. Honored to be here.
I got to tell you, I mean, you know what it's like when we're on a pledge drive. Our hour is cut short, but we're just getting overwhelmed with emails and Facebook and phone calls. There is a lot of confusion about voter ID. I got to tell you, you know that better than we know it, but we're getting a sample of it. Will there be an educational campaign so people can know what the heck's going on?
Well, there already is an educational campaign in the sense that we have a website out there, which I don't know if it's been addressed with some of your previous callers, but bringit.wisconsin.gov gives you all of the information that you need on what's required, what photo ID is good and what isn't, what differences there are with address changes or name differences on there. And so we really encourage people to use that. I know most media organizations, including WPR, have a link to that website, and that's really one of our biggest sources. Since so many people go online these days, we are in the process of starting up a public information campaign, something we had developed in 2012. We have already started running public service announcements for the last 2 weeks. You know, there's a lot of competition for airtime this time of year, and even though the Joint Committee on Finance did not release the money, we will be going forward based on their assurances that we will get reimbursed for this expenditure. And that will go up in the next for the final 3 weeks before the election.
Okay. Well, we'll get that information. We're going to put all this on our Facebook page, too, the Kathleen Dunn Show. Let me just directly go to some of the messages that have been coming in. Kay on our website asks, can the state set up a hotline for voter information? Also, will the DMV issue same-day photo ID, and will there be extended hours?
I can start first. There is a hotline. It's 608-261-2028. There's also
608-261-2028. Okay.
And then the toll-free is 866 VOTE-WIS.
VOTE-WIS. Okay.
And they've been in place. Those numbers are good all the time, not just before the elections. The DOT, as I understand it, gives you a receipt, which is one of the acceptable forms of ID. If nobody gets a driver's license when they walk into it, they get a receipt because they're all printed off-site, whether it's a driver's license or a state-issued ID. But they get a receipt. It has a photograph on it unless there's a printing problem. And then there is a special receipt when there are printing problems that are all valid if that's what you need on election day, and they're good for 45 or 60 days.
Mm-hmm. And what counts as a voter ID on election day? What can you bring that's valid?
Basically, there's about 7 or 9 different forms of identification. The one that most people have is a Wisconsin driver's license. Does not have to be current as long as it didn't expire before November 6th of 2012. Some people, you know, don't renew their licenses. They stop driving. It would still be good if it was expired after November 6th of 2012. The standard Wisconsin State ID card, which can be issued for free for voting purposes only if you don't have a driver's license or an out-of-state driver's license or product. If you happen to be a Uniformed Services member, that state ID card works. Your U.S. passport, whether the book or the card, works.
Does that have to be current, the passport?
It does have to be. That okay. One does have to be current. The certificate of U.S. naturalization within the last 2 years. And I mentioned the fact that a receipt that's issued because you don't get the ID card or the driver's license right away, a Wisconsin tribal ID card, university or college student ID card, but coupled with that, it has to have an expiration date on it that's within 2 years of the election. It has to be current, can't be expired. It has to have the student's signature on it, and it also has to have with it a proof of current enrollment. And almost every college and university in the state, because we worked with them back in 2011, is prepared to offer that to their students. There are a handful that are still in the process of adjusting for that.
Mm-hmm. And do you need, with any of these forms of ID, Kevin, do you have to have a utility bill or something that shows where you live as well or not?
You do not. If you are already registered to vote. In other words, if you've already filled out a registration form, you're on the list. When you go to the polling place on election day, you are basically doing 3 things. You're stating your name and address publicly, signing the poll list, and showing the poll workers that current voter ID. If you need to register to vote on election day, then you do need something that's current. Your driver's license, if it's current, will work for that. Otherwise, the utility bills. And this is where there's been a lot of confusion, because people are used to having the benefit of on election day if they've moved,
yes,
registering to vote, or if they've changed their name. And there you do have to have a current form of proof of residence. Again, the most common form is the driver's license, but financial institution statements, utility bills, property tax statements, most government correspondence will qualify for that. Even a current lease will qualify for that, establishing proof of residence, as long as it has your full name and your current address and the document is current.
Yeah. All right.
And I was just told that the passport can be expired. I'll double-check the time period for that.
Okay.
But again, that's on our website, the exact details.
All right.
That.
As you know, Kevin, we're in a pledge drive, so I'm feeling that we're cut short on this very important information. I know you're really busy this time, but I'm going to ask you on the air, so of course you can't say no. Will you join us again so we could do a full hour with you?
I would have volunteered to do it even if you hadn't.
Kevin, you're our guy. Thank you very much. Thanks, Kevin. Kevin Kennedy, there are a million questions. Our phones are going really busy here, and we have a lot of messages. I promise you we will do a full hour on this issue, what could be more important as a member of a democracy to be able to vote, and there obviously is a lot of confusion about this issue. So Kevin will join us again, and we'll do it someday next week, KP? What did you say? He's going to write it down for me. Thanks, everybody, for all of your calls. Don't despair. We will talk about this later next week. But we also have so many important things going on. We also have our fall membership drive taking place at this very moment. I'm Kathleen Dunn. Lisa Nalbandian is joining me. And we're here also to raise the money that pays for the programs like this so you get information about voting. Give your support to WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
We have a dollar-for-dollar match, up to $3,000, in effect for just a few more minutes. It's such a cool time to pledge because current members, just like Jerry from La Crosse, will double everything you give. They just simply want to inspire you to support Wisconsin Public Radio right now. So double the impact of your pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And here's another great reason, Kathleen, to become a member right now.
Give any amount, you'll be entered to win two tickets on a WPR trip. You get to choose, cruise along the Rhine River in Europe, discover Alaska, or sample the French lifestyle. Double your donation, get entered in the drawing, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You've been really engaged, I think is one way to say it, with this conversation about voter ID. And this hour is such a great example of the substantial and meaningful and useful conversations we have on this show.
It is indeed. So take a few minutes to make this hour and many more hours possible. Choose a gift amount that is good for you. Pledge at WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
You come to Wisconsin Public Radio for a sense of community, to learn, to connect with Wisconsin, and for a little bit of entertainment. And your gift supports all of that and more for you and others across the state.
If you would like to make a leadership gift, go to WPR.org, 888-202-2552. So please make your gift right now, WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
We have a dollar-for-dollar match in effect for just a couple more minutes. Pledge right now, 888-202-2552.
Thank you, Lisa. And KP tells me you are going to be given another voting show next Thursday because that really took off. We need another show. So next Thursday, we will talk more with Kevin Kennedy and other people who can answer your questions about voter ID. Again, pledge. Double your money this hour. Great hour to do this. 888-202-2552. Thanks to KP Whaley and Scott Myers for producing this hour.